The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.
Next on KCBQ, stay tuned for the Portfolio Doctors, Dan Osgood and Stephen Vick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own and do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The following information is for educational purposes only. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice. Welcome to the Portfolio Doctors on News Talk AM 1170 KCBQ. Your financial future depends on making sound investment decisions. Make sure you get accurate information and a weekly checkup from a source you trust. The Portfolio Doctors will see you now. Live in studio, here are Dan Osgood and Steve Bick. The Portfolio Doctors.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another weekend edition of the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And although it's not quite June, it does appear we've got some of that June gloom weather going on outside.
Yeah, it seems like May was winter.
Right. I think we got more rain this May than we did throughout the winter. So
that's right.
But we can use it. And Steve, do you want to give a go at why we're here? How this show came to be?
Here we go. Sure. We were out one afternoon having our normal tea break, and we ended up chatting away and decided that the information that we were talking about, most people just didn't understand or had no really just not an understanding about, and yet it's such an important topic, finances, and people are pushing it under the rug, expecting this magic 6 to 8% year over year compounding to happen when they retire. And we thought it's probably a good time to try and alert people out there that it's not quite as easy as that. It's not quite as packaged up as the Wall Street will have you think it is. And that you really need to take a little bit more responsibility for your retirement and your finances and start getting educated. So that's really what we decided to do, was have the radio show and try and help our listeners, educate them, try and get them thinking about their future and how they're going to get there. And then see if we can assist in any way, answer some questions.
So what makes you qualified to be able to put information out there that people could use? It was an online course you took or something?
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. The School of Hard Knocks, it's called. No. Right.
Just between us, is something we kind of forget to talk about periodically, just in case you're wondering what our backgrounds are. Between us, we've got over 50 years of experience now in the financial markets and financial advising.
Yeah, I started trading stocks just out of the Army, actually. And then traded stocks throughout my university, and I did a degree in economics, and then ended up running a bond fund in London, just under about $500 million bond fund. I'm a chartered financial analyst. I've traded everything from gold and silver to commodities, stocks, bonds, futures. I have a private equity fund that I run. I do a lot of loans and portfolio management. After I don't know how many years I've been at this, must be closing on 30 now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so, because I've only been doing this 20. So between our two bits of experience, we add up to 50.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, it's interesting. There's an investment to be made in everything. Just comes down to the price is the main thing that I've learned over the years. You know, everything has a value. It depends on what you paid for. Does it have a higher or lower value from that? It doesn't have to just be a stock. It can be a car. It can be a shoe. It can be anything.
It's anything. And that's there's that age-old cliche of price is only an issue in the absence of value.
Correct.
Because if you're getting some perceived level of value out of something, the price isn't as important as if you're not sure if it's going to be worth it, then price really is a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of purchasing of written off mortgage debt. So companies or banks or investors have a property and they no longer want to hold it anymore, or the owner stops paying on the property, and so they're left holding this asset. And you know, you can buy this type of stuff for, you know, 10, 15 cents on the dollar. Now, you're not getting a villa in La Jolla for 15 cents on the dollar. The market is way too smart for that. What you are getting in that market is pretty much a small single-family residence in probably Illinois or Kentucky or Minnesota or you know, somewhere out there. That really is, it's not a metropolis. The upside in terms of growth from where the property currently is valued is probably limited. But if you're buying a let's say a $40,000 or $50,000 property and you're picking the note up for 10 grand, and then you can foreclose and take it in-house, which is typically what happens, and that costs you $4,000 or $5,000, so you're in for 15, and then you can maybe put 5 grand in fixing it up and either sell it for 40, so you doubled your money, or else you can rent it, like we've been trying to tell people about Ohio and places like this where your rental income is 25, 30% of your investment every year. That's a decent investment. And it's not a property you would want to rush around telling your neighbors about, because it's, you know, it's, I mean, it's fine. It's not bad, but you know, you're not going to drive to Salem, Ohio and live there. The reason I bring this up is because it's all about price. If someone offered you, if you purchased that same property for $40,000, thinking, ooh, this is a bargain, and then it costs you $5,000 to foreclose and $5,000 to fix up, and now you're in for $50,000 or $60,000, but you can only get $40,000 out the other side, not a good deal.
Right.
So it all comes down to the price of what you're paying for it.
And that also, just because something is affordable doesn't mean it's a good opportunity.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Right,
yeah.
We've talked about this in the past. And that's one of the reasons why we like having Dave and RJ on the phone.
Yeah.
The area they specialize in has a reason for people to be there year in and year out. So it is a built-in demand. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of opportunities scattered across the entire country where you can go get a piece of property very inexpensively with a house on it that, sure, it's in good rental condition right now.
Yeah.
But there's no demand for rental properties.
Correct.
So you own this property, even if you own it outright. And your opportunity for appreciation is probably pretty limited.
That's what I'm saying about a lot of the stuff that I end up with. I mean, you know, I look at some of them and there's a town of 5,000-10,000 people. And, I mean, to me, that's risky because, you know, seriously, what if I'm stuck with this property? Who's ever going to buy it? You know, could it be the next ghost town? But if you're picking it up for, I won't pay more than 5 cents on the dollar for those, you know. And so once again, it comes down to price. Yeah, you've got to look at what the risk of the investment is and then have the price capture all of that risk so that you're not overly exposed to any possible, you know, explosion in your portfolio. You wouldn't want to go and buy the whole town. You know what I'm saying?
Unless you wanted to convert it into a ghost town and create your own reason for people to come.
Maybe you've got a family of 75 and you wanted to move everyone over there.
Well, we've got that house in Texas we've already talked about.
Oh, yeah, but that's $3 million. I'm talking about a whole town for like 50, 60 grand, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I think, you know, point number one is really just be cognizant of price. And I mean, if you're looking at, for example, in a comparison, you look at the stock market and you're paying 20, 22 times earnings. Mm-hmm. I mean, that means you're paying, it's going to take, if the company doesn't grow, 22 years of the current earnings to equal what the price is you've just paid for the stock. And yet you can go buy a property for, you know, 10 cents on the dollar. Why are you paying 22 times for the stock market when you could be getting other bargains elsewhere and more protected?
That is
downside.
Potentially an income producing investment. Well, A lot of talk in the markets here lately of interest rates, and interest rates are going up. They have inched up a little bit. If you're curious, you don't know, there's uncertainty out there, stick around. When we come back, we're going to tell you what's going to happen with interest rates. When we get back, you're listening to the Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
Look no further. We have the answer. AM 1170, The Answer.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170. The Answer.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening and sharing your Saturday with us. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And we are the Portfolio Doctors.
Yes.
So, Steve, interest rates. Lots of talk, lots of panic in the streets. Every time there's a hint that interest rates are moving up, the stock market goes down, which seems a little bit that they're both going the same direction when that happens. Am I correct?
Yes. And I must say, I wrote a blog about this interest rate stuff this week. So I don't know what your answers are, but I know sort of what mine are.
I mean, when we were talking earlier, you said that you read, was it this morning?
Oh, yeah.
The Barclays.
Yeah. Now, this is just, I tell you, now this is
a perfect example of why we are here.
Right.
To try to help decipher the garbage that comes out of the media and comes out of these so-called experts.
Yeah, I was reading the Union Tribune this morning. Well, I don't normally read the Union Tribune, but I do because read the business section just to get a laugh. I got
it's
a good
better
one.
Better than the comics?
Yeah, I got a good – I actually laughed out loud today, which startled my family. But no, it was an economist, the head of Barclays. His statement, according to the Union Tribune, is that the U.S. economy is right on track to have a solid recovery in the second half of the year and have an interest rate increase.
And so there you have it.
Yeah, you have it.
Interest rates are going up for sure.
Yeah, second half of the year.
Because of the chief economist at Barclays comment.
Yeah, and this comment was based on the fact that the United States contracted almost 1% this first quarter of the year.
contracted.
Contracted. In other words, shrank.
Did not grow.
No, we shrank. Okay. So we're going to come storming back so fast in the second half of the year that we're going to have an interest rate rise.
It's justified.
Yeah, but this happened. This was the exact same carbon copy of last year. We had an interest rate contraction in the first GDP, first quarter of the year. And where's our interest rate hike from last year? It's not going to happen. So then
if I recall, the long-term treasuries were the best performing sector of all investments.
So I did a bit of snooping around. I like to snoop, not Snoop Dogg. And and so I came up with a few interesting things. So I went around the globe, and if you get an Economist magazine, right, and you look at the back of the Economist magazine, they've got all those data tables that no one ever looks at. Okay,
you do,
except me. I'm really an exciting guy. And so I looked there, and they've got 41 countries listed at the back there, right? And these are all the most the major countries around the world. Not all, of course, because, but, you know, seriously, like, they wouldn't put Sierra Leone there. I mean, it doesn't really matter what
the major economies of the world.
So 12 of the 41, or roughly 30%, printed a negative growth in the first quarter of this year. 30% of the globe. 19, or almost 50% of them, have inflation running at less than 0.5%. Less than 0.5%. 50% of the global economies.
Okay. That's good, right?
Okay. Yeah, I guess. We'll get there in a second. Then if you look at, there's only 3 countries right now with double-digit inflation. You've got Russia, Venezuela, and Egypt. Now, we know that all 3 of those guys are in pretty much big trouble, right? So we don't have to – it's a structural problem that they've got, not necessarily something that's just happenstance because their economies are doing really well. And then I had a look at interest rates, right? And if we take the 10-year note, which when this was printed, it was 2.24%. It's slightly, I think, lower than that now. But – of the 38 countries around the major countries around the globe, 20, right? 20, Jeb. This is so more than 50%, 20 out of 38 have 10-year interest rates lower than the United States. So more than half of the globe have interest rates less than the U.S. And the couple that have them more are places like Venezuela, Russia, and Egypt, and places like that. But so I'm thinking to myself, okay, why is the U.S. now suddenly raising interest rates? We've got a contracting economy, which, look, I'm not saying it's going to contract the rest of the year. I mean, that would be a major recession. All right, I don't expect us to be in a recession this year. I do expect a recovery, and a lot of the problems you always have in the first quarter is the fact that you've got, you know, people being laid off after the holiday seasons, and then you've got, you know, poor weather and stuff like that, which, by the way, they're now talking about modifying the adjustments they make to the GDP, because if they modified it slightly, then suddenly we would have had a positive quarter. Now, I'm not making this up. To our listeners, I didn't make that up. I'm serious, because they're tired of these swings, you know. But anyway, so we are assuming that later on in the year we're going to actually have some kind of a growth coming back into the fold. But even if the growth is there, let's assume we raise interest rates. Let's just assume our Federal Reserve raises. And I've already shown you that we've got more than 50% of the countries around the world have interest rates lower than ours. And we raise. What does that mean? That means that money just floods into the U.S. to buy our 10-year note, right? Which firstly drives the yield down again because the price goes up.
That's the part that I think people don't fully grasp is if we do something like raise rates, or if rates do inch up, the rest of the world is just going to turn their focus and all that money is going to come in. And then it's just a simple supply and demand factor there. It is its own market. The Fed can raise all they want, but if the market says no,
correct,
rates aren't going anywhere.
Yep. Now, that's number one. Number two, with all that money flooding in, what does that do? That pushes the U.S. dollar through the roof. We've already got a relatively strong U.S. dollar in comparison to these other economies which are struggling. A stronger U.S. dollar, you want to talk about a handbrake on growth. Mm-hmm. My goodness, because then all of your exports pretty much are off the table, right? I mean, because they become massively expensive in everyone else's currencies. It also is a handbrake because to everyone, let's take the commodities of oil and things like that, right? Let's just focus on oil for now. If the dollar goes up, oil's traded in dollars. So that makes it hugely expensive oil in other countries who are now having a weaker currency against the U.S. dollar.
Sure.
So suddenly, oil prices are probably going to fall further. You know, you're going to end up with a global deflation at that point. And there's never been a global deflation. I went and did my research again. Another interesting hour of my life. But there's been a few. I mean, obviously, most countries have suffered through some form of deflation at one point or another. But there's never been a global deflation. And you want to talk about a problem then.
Sure.
Because now you've got everyone trying to fight deflation. And the way you fight deflation is you try and get your currency to be weak so you can stimulate exports, and you try and pump money into the economy and you lower interest rates as far as you can. Well, think about that for a second. We've pumped money into the economy. We've got low interest rates. We can't weaken our currency because right. Everyone's trying to weaken theirs. It's a mess.
Well, I'm always one that likes to look at the glass being half full or look for the silver lining.
Yeah, please show me.
The beauty of that, if that happens, is traveling, vacations, your money is going to go a lot further. So you are going to get to these other places and really get to enjoy it that much more because the dollar is worth a lot more.
Look, I absolutely agree with that. I mean, I went to South Africa about 6-8 months ago, and it's a real pain to get there. It took, we didn't go the fastest way, but it took us about 54 hours to get there, which is just crazy.
So it was a direct flight.
Yeah, exactly right. I spent 12 happy hours listening to the synagogue in Dubai or somewhere. But
could you have taken a cruise ship and gotten there faster?
My paddleboard would have got me there quicker. But when we got there, once we got there, everything was super inexpensive because the rand, which is the South African currency, had just been decimated against the U.S. dollar. So we'd go out and we'd have a really nice fresh fish and a bottle of wine with dinner, and you know, everyone would have something, you know, good to eat, and you'd have like four or five of you around there, and it would be like $20.
Right, the kind of meal that here
San
Diego would be a few hundred dollars.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is the benefit for sure.
There is value to that. But like you said, there could be challenges having a job to be able to afford
that.
Well,
if the whole world's in a deflationary spiral, that's really scary because then all of this debt that's been created, it just becomes a bigger and bigger burden because prices are getting cheaper and cheaper.
Sure.
Asset values are getting cheaper and cheaper. So the coverage that the debt holders have is getting worse and worse, and all people do is spend their money, whatever they have, on trying to get out of debt.
And all the governments will have get together and have a powwow and just decide, okay, we're going to clear the books and start over.
That's what I've been saying for ages they got to do.
Just start over?
Just have a global bond. Just take a big broom, sweep all of the bonds into the world into one big global bond, and each country just pays a percentage of their...
And what's that bond going to pay, about 0.25%? For 30
years?
Yeah.
Why? It doesn't really matter because no one's ever going to pay it back.
Right.
Yeah. I'd say it's probably a 100-year bond. 100-year bond at an 0.8%.
Sounds fair. It's better than Germany's bond.
Yeah, exactly. And Switzerland and in right. Japan and a number of other places.
You're not paying to own the bond.
No.
You're getting paid.
No, but I mean, you know, and I don't want our listeners to think, wow, you know, what does all this have to do with me? What it has to do with you is the fact that I just don't believe that interest rates are going to go higher this year. I think there's going to be a lot of talk. I think there's going to be a lot of, you know, posturing, and particularly with the election coming up, you know, next year or whatever it is. I just think that it's all just a bunch of hot air, and really I'm just trying to give you a sense that the chances of this happening are very, very limited. And right. If they do raise interest rates, they're going to raise quarter of a basis point, quarter of a percent or something?
And the other part is there will be some short-term movements up and down.
Right.
Related to this panic that's being created. But the reality is the market, again, supply and demand, it will take care of itself, and it will iron out the unnecessary information. But stick around. When we come back, we will continue discussing what's going on globally and how that affects you. You are listening to Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
At AM1170TheAnswer.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Portfolio Doctors. Thank you again for listening. One of the things we want to talk about, the majority of our shows, every once in a while we come up with ideas on our own, but generally they stem from a listener's questions or comments that we get, and then we will discuss it and determine, oh, this is a great idea. It is good, useful information. Other parts of it will come from our conversations with clients. What's important to them? What are they concerned about? And that determines a good talking point where we feel that's good, useful information for everyone to understand or get some clarity on so that they can make the right decision. Like the example we've already talked about, everyone discusses, oh, you have to get invested in real estate. You have to own real estate. That's how to go. And the old rule of thumb has always been buy close to home because then you can keep an eye on it. I agree with that to some extent, but in the bigger picture, if you have an area where there is a reason for people to want to continue to live, whether it's an industry, a college, like in the case of Columbus, where there's Ohio State University, there's a lot of towns around our country where there is a big college presence that is going to drive a renting market 100% of the time.
Yeah, and if you think about colleges, just as an aside, There's all this talk about that big $1 trillion worth of student debt and how it's going to – and it is a drag on the economy. I don't disagree with that. But it's not as if students aren't going to go to college anymore.
Right.
I mean, seriously, there was everyone at one point – I remember a year or two ago there was this massive panic when the student debt number came out and we were – everyone was defaulting and – and all the schools apparently going to go out of business and that. Let me explain something to our listeners. There's when the government owes $1 trillion is owed in student debts to the government has essentially paid on behalf of the students their college tuition. The school who's providing that tuition has received that money and has pocketed it. And is not on the hook to give it back to the government because they've provided the education to the student.
Sure.
The student is on the hook to pay the government. The school is still making tons of money. So that's where people had a disconnect there. The schools were still making money hands over fist.
Sure.
There are some disreputable schools like we've seen that get put out of business. But if you're a good school and you're providing good education and you're what's called a Title IV school, which means that you're entitled to government funding, you're making money whether the students pay the government back or not.
Correct.
The school is never on the hook to pay back the student's loan. That's not how it works. So that's never been an issue. The schools – I've seen some of those private schools' balance sheets and income statements and – it's actually a little bit sickening because, on, $100, $120 million in revenues, they're spitting out $20, $30 million in profits.
Wow.
Yeah. So you wonder, the reason
– where does that money go?
Oh, into their pockets. But the reason that the education's getting so expensive isn't because they're all struggling. It's getting expensive because the government wants to try and help people get educated, so they're providing the financing. And therefore, think about it, if you're a school and you've got, 40, 50 desks or that you can fill, and you've got 600 people applying because suddenly everyone can afford it because they're all getting loans, what do? You raise the price till eventually you've only got 100 people standing outside your door. But that's the problem when you have someone creating a fictitious market, which is essentially what's happening in the education environment and in the interest rate world to some degree.
Well, it seems this is just another example that anything our government gets involved in and tries to help with drives the price up insanely.
Yeah.
I mean, the perfect example is the defense contracts.
Yep, exactly.
When it costs $50,000 or whatever that was for a hammer.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I can go to the Ace Hardware around the corner and get one for under $10.
I don't know, man. That was a pretty special
hammer. Really good one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only been used once. One and done.
Gold, solid gold hammer,
exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think it was made out of any form of gold.
Maybe it was Thor's hammer.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, there you go.
Now we got the answer. Well, no one can pick that up, though, except for Thor.
That's
so
right.
You see, that's why it's only one swing and done. But I think to me, agreed, that once you have any type of government, not even necessarily just ours, put their stamp on something, there's always a reaction of some form. And normally it's a lot of times it's negative. Now, one thing I will say, and just to round off my talk on the student debt, I don't really have a problem with this $1 trillion per se. And the thing I really have a problem with is the fact that the government can give the banks money at pretty much zero to go and really do whatever they want with it,
mm-hmm.
but charges the students close to 7% interest on that money. That is just ridiculous.
Right.
Why aren't they giving the students the money at 0%?
Or even 1%.
In this low interest rate environment,
there's
nuts.
No reason.
There's absolutely no reason. So that's the part that I think they could fix one swish of the brush.
It seems like there are, unfortunately, too many people taking advantage of insurance companies and governments.
Right.
As soon as they get involved, the price just spikes.
Correct.
Because how many cases, if you go, like, for an example, to a doctor, If you pay cash, it's one price.
Mm-hmm.
If you use your insurance, it's another price, which is much higher.
Right.
It's like, well, why is it different? It's the same service.
Because there's a menu. Seriously, the doctors have a menu, and it's like we did this, and Medicare says it's equal to that.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
Which is a tiered up. Mm-hmm. It's a much higher. So yeah. Same.
And sometimes the doctors can check two or three things on that menu, so they can triple the amount
charge
they
even
get.
More. Correct. Mm-hmm. Whether they do that or not.
Right.
So, well, Dave and RJ are with us from Columbus. We've talked already a little bit about the importance of looking at areas like that. That's why we bring Dave and RJ on with us each week. Dave, RJ, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, you're good.
Good.
Portfolio Doctor, is always a pleasure to be on. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks. Nice to have you back, Dave. Yeah, so how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. I just had a little bone to pick with you guys real quick, and for your listeners. I might have some fellow Ohio listeners out there, but we got the NBA Finals coming up. It's California versus Ohio.
Oh, wow. My word. Yeah.
It sounds like you're wanting to put a little wager or something.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see about that. You know, we'll see how game one goes. We're a little afraid. The Golden State Warriors are nothing to shake a stick at. They are definitely a good team. But we're doing great out here in Ohio, and it's just really been overwhelming. I mean, so many California investors have been reaching out to us every single week to get their hands on some of these great investment properties here.
Yeah, well, we've been encouraging them to do that as well, because it's just, you know, the thing to understand for our listeners is that while Dave and RJ have all of these opportunities and they have a list of things going on there, I mean, these types of opportunities at these types of rates of return, they just do not last forever. You've got to get involved, and you've got to just pull the trigger on these types of things quickly.
Absolutely. In fact, RJ has been very busy this past week, and you know, I wanted to take a moment and have him tell us all about some of the rehab projects that are going on and some of the properties that are coming available.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, we have a new one that is actually has already been spoken for. So we're selling these before the rehab has been completed. A lot of the investors are just kind of waiting in queue now for new ones that have become available. So. The latest one that we just finished was on Autumn Village. We just bought that one last week, and so it was in contract, 3 days later after we bought it. And so it should be done by the end of next week. And I just got done taking a look at a few more properties today, which looks to be like a good return. So we're excited about that.
And RJ, the one in Autumn Village, what is the rent amount, and what is that one under contract for?
That one is for an investor out in California, and that one is in contract at $104.9. It's going to rent for $1,200 a month.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. And I know that because you guys initially, when you got started in this business, you started in what you call like C grade areas, right? And now you're moving to the A and B grade areas. Am I right in saying that?
I think that's a very accurate observation there, Steve. And really what we've noticed within our own portfolio, and that's important for the listeners to know, is we own and manage our properties as well. We're investors as well. And we would never buy and rehab and resell a property to per se, like a California investor, unless it's something we would own ourselves. But what we've noticed is in these better areas, you know, the type of tenant is way better. The house actually, you know, goes up in value. The appreciation is better in these better areas. And it's just an overall better experience. I mean, there's companies out there. I've seen this with my own eyes. They're out there, you know, waving a big flag about these astronomical returns on investments. But what your listeners need to really, you know, observe and ask themselves is, if somebody's offering you a 20-25% return on investment with a $50,000 house in the middle of some city that they've never been to, chances are, I mean, that property is probably in a war zone. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yeah, I remember buying one long time ago, and I called up an auctioneer just to get an understanding of what he thought the value of my property was worth. And his exact comments to me was, there's more bullets flying down there than in Iraq. So I would tend to agree with you. I think that that's where you need the reputable people like yourselves who can take care of it from start to finish and manage the property once you're in there.
Absolutely. What do you think, RJ? I know RJ has been real busy in the streets and going through houses. Which neighborhoods do you prefer, RJ? The C grade or the A grade?
Well, if you like headaches, stay away from the C grade areas. And if you're not an aggressive manager, property manager, then you know it's definitely not for you. Our clients like the B and A areas, and we're just seeing more and more. You know, investors just happy overall over the last, 6 to 12 months that they've been with us in these new areas. They just like it. And it's kind of where we're going.
Right. Yep. No, well, that sounds good. That sounds good. So, we certainly are glad that our listeners are finding you guys. They're sounds like they're happy. They're getting what you guys have offered right up front. So good for you.
Hey, we appreciate it. We've been meeting amazing people just from the Portfolio Doctors radio show. And, you know, we appreciate you guys having us on. And the more value we could add to your listeners, the better. And that value comes from having a team here on the ground in Columbus, Ohio, to help with the, acquisition and management of properties that produce a great ROI and just great cash flow.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Well, stick around. We'll be right back and kind of wrap up what we've talked about today. You're listening to the Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
Intelligent, conservative, AM 1170, The Answer.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Saying, I don't know, is no longer acceptable. This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
Having Dave and RJ on the phone, I think that adds so much value. It gives perspective on what is available and really talks on that topic of adding real estate to a portfolio for so many reasons. You can get a cash flow.
Yep.
And then 10, 20, 30 years down the road, that property is paid for. So there's additional value there. We've talked about different ways to purchase that. And one of the best ways to reach out and learn more about what Dave and RJ do, we're not saying you have to use them, but right. just explore what it is they do. Maybe you want to do it yourself. You're a do-it-yourselfer kind of person. That can still work. That's when having it closer to home makes it easier because you can stop by. But there are property management companies all over the country.
Yep. No, I mean, exactly right. That's exactly right, Dan. I mean, as an example, let's assume you want to just travel the countryside and you want to work your way around the country. I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. you could buy a couple of these places that aren't fixed up for a lot less. You could drive out there in your RV. You could, if you're a little bit of a handyman, you could throw some paint on there, do a bit of work here and there, get a tenant in there. You know, maybe the whole thing take you probably a month, 6 weeks at most. Mm-hmm. And then you've rented it out and off you go to the next one. Right.
And now all of a sudden you have additional income coming
yep.
in.
Yep. I mean, it's, you know, if you want to do that, give me a call because I've got like three that you could definitely go and do the work. So. I mean, I thought
you were going to offer to go with them.
Now, my tinkering around days are over, but I mean, I do. I've got three properties right now that literally are, you know, I do everything from buying properties that are like RJ's and then that are already done up that are of great income through to written off debt that we talked about earlier, where I end up sometimes foreclosing on properties. And then I have to go and get a cruise and fix them up and flip sure. them myself. So, I mean, I've got everything across the board for people who are interested and want to get one or two under the belt and get started.
Sure. And if this area of investing or planning interests you, I do recommend you go to their website.
Yep.
It's columbusturnkeyhouses.com with mm-hmm. an S. So columbusturnkeyhouses.com. And it shows their portfolio, a lot of information about who they are, what they do.
Yep.
And at worst case, it's going to be educational where it can help you if you're considering doing this or maybe you've been trying it and it's not been working as well as you would like. Here's an opportunity to find out from some people that are doing a really good job from start to finish on investment
properties.
Yeah,
it's good to hear that our listeners are calling them up yes. and buying houses.
That's great news.
Yeah, yeah.
And that should work for a very long time and be a great source of income at a much higher rate than you can find at a bank.
And even just about beats the stock market as hard as it is sure. to believe with significantly less risk.
Right.
Yeah.
So we definitely would recommend that you contact them right. or worst case, just take a look around and see what they have going. And again, I want to do probably I'm going to sound like I'm beating a dead horse here, but I want to emphasize we're talking about these homes. We're probably very skewed living here in San Diego because what's the median home price? It's well over $300,000. Is it back
it's
over
like 420
four?
Or something.
Right. So insanely high for real estate here.
So you could have 10 houses in Ohio for that.
Absolutely.
10.
But that's I'm wanting to caution people, don't just go online and look. You can look in most cities across the country with the exception of your San Diego's and probably your New York's and some of the bigger cities and find a property that's pretty inexpensive, especially in comparison to what we have available here in San Diego. Mm-hmm. So don't just go out and buy one of those because it's inexpensive. You need to do the research. Make sure, again, there is a reason. There is some kind of, we'd like to call it like an anchor tenant concept, that there is a big reason for people to be right. there, whether it's a growing economy, a growing industry. We talked about the Dakotas with the fracking. That probably still has opportunity to pick up property inexpensively, but a few years back, it would have been a gold mine.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have known that was coming, would you?
No. Yeah. So that's a tough one to mm-hmm. see, but you could still get in on the early parts when you see it starting to take shape. You can still have plenty of opportunity
sure.
to buy. The other one is the college town. There are a lot of big college-driven mm-hmm. cities and towns that are going to continually have students coming in,
right.
residents, if it's got a medical background, if it's some kind of technical school, maybe some IT people.
Seriously, even Detroit, and I know everyone, Detroit was the laughing stock of the globe for a long time. Number one, a lot of those car companies are making a ton of money, the ones that are left. And number two, they're doing a pretty good job of cleaning up that inner city area. And with the houses being so cheap, there's a lot of people that want to actually go to Detroit because they can't afford a house anywhere else, but they can afford one in Detroit. So, I mean, when you have a city the size of Detroit, it's really hard just to put a bullet in it and say, right, die, and it's going to be gone forever. You know, I mean, you don't normally turn a city the size of Detroit into a ghost town.
No.
So, you know, while I wouldn't rush over to Detroit and start buying like a mad person, there certainly are opportunities there in the right areas.
Right, which again would be take the time. Don't just say, oh, Detroit, that sounds like a good idea. Go online and find 10 properties for $5,000 or $10,000 a piece and buy them all and then realize that's one of the bigger areas that's never going to redevelop.
Yeah, but I mean, think about this. So one person in Detroit bought a whole big chunk of the property and turned it into a full-on, basically a mini block of the city, and they've cordoned the whole thing off, and they've got it now where you can test cars to go through there, the driverless cars, sure, where they'll have passengers will come out of a side street in the car, see if the car will go around them and stop and what it'll do. And so that, and now it's in high demand, and the guy's making gobs of money leasing it out to Google and places like that for test driving.
Sure.
So there's always an opportunity. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's exactly right. Well, that just about does it for us today. Thank you again for listening. And again, if you have questions, comments, you can go to our website, theportfoliodoctors.com, or email either of us directly, steve@theportfoliodoctors.com. or dan@theportfoliodoctors.com. Get out, enjoy the weekend. We will talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. To schedule a financial health check, go to theportfoliodoctors.com, or to speak with Dan Osgood, Steve Bick, or any guest on this program, call 858-764-7250. That's 858-764-7250. Learn more about the show online at theportfoliodoctors.com. Portfolio Doctors are Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own. They do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that the discussions serve as a substitute for personal advice from ACAS LLC or Cottingham Management Company LLC. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice.
The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.